Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February the 9th. In the year of our Lord, 2019, this is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by our founding fathers, one of the great peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips, as you well know by now. We reject revolution. It's usually bloody and violent and doesn't go very well. Go study history. We reject revolution, but we stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. It's not a racial statement. It's not a statement of we're better than anybody else. It is a statement that the founding fathers figured out the formula for success. That's what we're talking about. They understand that it's not government, it's God that's the author of our liberty. And they understood that checks and balances put in place to make sure nobody gains too much power is one of the great keys to the proper role of limited constitutional moral government. A lot of people say we're anti-government. I submit to you, they lie. We're not anti-government, my fellow Americans. In fact, I embrace completely that government which is constitutional, that government which is the supreme law of the land. I support that kind of government. There is such thing. I know a lot of folks are jaded and don't believe this, but there is such a thing as good, moral, honest government. That's when we obey the supreme law of the land. That's when we ratchet people down with the Constitution. That's when we chain them down. That's when we use the checks and balances to make sure that nobody gets too much power. When we fund the proper role of limited government, then that government is defensive in nature, not offensive. It's a very simple government. It's got checks and balances to make sure nobody gets too much power. That's the key, ladies and gentlemen. So when they tell you that I'm anti-government, they absolutely lie. Just know that, reality check. Our website, libertyroundtable.com, live and on-demand radio at your fingertips, plus select columns that we think are worthy of your indulgence, if you will. Libertyroundtable.com is where you can donate to the Widow's Mite Radio Network, if you will. Every penny will be used to grow our presence in the media. Donate liberally today. That's the only time we support liberalism is when it comes to your wallet and donating to Liberty Roundtable, by the way. All right, first hour we always talk about, it is news the networks refuse to use, Liberty Roundtable Live Week in Review. So we'll jump back to last Saturday and highlight the discussion points, shall we? We started out with our guest, Mr. Cliff Kincaid, president of America Survival USA. It's usasurvival.org is his website, and he wrote an incredible column, ladies and gentlemen, called Fighting Communism with Socialism Will Not Save Venezuela. Let me give that to you again. That's just critical to understand. Fighting communism with socialism in Venezuela will not save the country, folks. For example, the United States called on the world to pick a side on Venezuela. I don't want to pick between two socialists or a communist and a socialist. Okay, we need to avoid the foreign entanglements as our founding fathers warned us. We need to teach them the constitutional principles. We in the private sector via our charity can say, let's raise some money. But I don't even think they have a constitutionalist to back in Venezuela, do they? We don't have a democracy. We don't have a socialist ideology. We don't support that as Americans, folks. The White House says walls work. You know what? I agree with the White House, only under one condition. And I tweeted this out to President Trump. I said, walls work, FYI. That's if you don't talk, you actually build and use the walls. Then they work. But if you don't build them, they don't work at all, sir. I know that sounds kind of like durr, but it's important to understand walls work only if you build them. We talked about Democrats' advance infanticide bills. What a shame, folks. I mean, they're literally promoting pro-death in our society. They swear an oath to the Constitution when they take office, right? But the Constitution, The whole purpose of the Constitution is to protect life, liberty, and property, or life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, right? Well, it's interesting that they swear an oath to the supreme law of the land, and then they just run around and promote their peddling of death message. It's a shame, folks. We have got to stand unapologetically for pro-life. We have got to reject this pro-death abortion mentality. You literally had a politician get on national TV and say, hey, we want to deliver the baby, make sure the baby's comfortable while we plot its demise and murder. And this kind of discussion is acceptable in society? I'm not saying somebody shouldn't have their free speech. What I'm saying is that good, honest, pro-life folks should literally stand so directly against that. But don't worry, we're too busy talking about blackface, aren't we? Now, I'm not suggesting that blackface or racism is okay. What I'm suggesting is that we've got to get our priorities in order. We're talking about the debate about murdering babies is fine, but you can't dress up as Michael Jackson and do the moonwalker. You're a racist? What the heck's going on around here? Anyway, that was a recap of Saturday's broadcast. That was a whole week ago we were talking about that stuff. Then we jumped into Monday's broadcast. Our guest, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, RonPaulInstitute.org, doing a phenomenal job. And we talked about the Super Bowl a little bit because, of course, the Patriots won, and now they're saying the Patriots are a bunch of white racists and all this stuff. And anyway, we also doubled down, though, and talked about this incredible article called The Super Bowl of Corporate Welfare. It was written by John Stossel, incredible detailed article about how we hand out taxpayer money to the wealthy. Corporate warfare, or I'm sorry, welfare is out of control. And it's got to stop, and we talked in detail about it. Look, that's socialism, that's communism, that's fascism. All these isms lead to the violation of constitutional principles every time, folks. We talked about the fact that taxpayers were forced to donate more than $700 million to the owner of Atlanta's football team, the Falcons. And they get all the money from parking, restaurants, not to mention tickets and ticket sales and merchandise sales. Okay, why are we subsidizing these stadiums and these arenas all across the country? It's flat-out socialism, folks. If you see where socialism leads, go to Venezuela. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, every time the government steals your money and diverts it to some, quote, noble cause, it shrinks your ability to make your own choices. It erodes your freedom, and it shrinks your liberty, ladies and gentlemen. You got that? We need to stop this stuff. We talked about the failed war on poverty, an incredible article written by thedailycaller.com. And this failed war on poverty discussion is that, hey, government said we're going to eradicate poverty. What they did is they stole our money. They got in this redistribution of wealth plan, and it's been disaster. There's more poverty now than when it started. Why, you may ask? Well, because governments don't have any real authority to steal your money. Okay, it's not the government's responsibility to eradicate poverty. I know in socialist America we think that it is, but folks, it's not true. Thou shalt not steal should be firm in your mind. The Ten Commandments is the core fundamental principles needed for a civilized, moral, constitutional, republic-style society. All right, and understand that whenever they violate that, it's trouble. I get their, quote, well-meaning cause, but they don't understand. You're not going to do right by fundamentally embracing false principles. The false principle is you can't take my money and help the poor or eradicate poverty. You don't have the authority. Remember, look, government only can do the things that we have authority to delegate to government, right? In other words, if I can't do something, I can't hire government at the point of a gun, if virtually speaking, to do it for me, can I? Okay, that's why we need to go back to these fundamental principles. The failed war on poverty, Daily Caller, incredible column, but it just highlights why we're no better off. Government never succeeds. Government doesn't create wealth. Government doesn't create jobs. If we want less poverty, then the wise question is, do we really need more government? Let me say that again. If we want less poverty, do we really need more government? Anyway, Vicky writes this article for the Daily Caller there and says, after more than five decades, with the war on poverty, it's now time to admit that government is not the solution. In fact, it just might be the problem. Well, that's right on. It's absolutely right on. We finished this discussion by talking about asset forfeiture confiscation in South Carolina. Look, asset forfeiture confiscation, folks, is out of control. Here's how the idea goes. Hey, you know what? If you've got assets and the government thinks that there's a crime committed, they can just steal your assets. You know, money or cars or property or homes or whatever it may be. And this is where it's wrongheaded. The government doesn't have the right to steal your assets, especially if they have violated due process of law and a speedy trial, and if there's not a fully informed jury available to judge not only the person, but the law as well. It's the last line of defense, the fully informed jury. We need to understand this asset forfeiture is out of control. Governments are just stealing property and money and from the people. Now, I get if there's already a conviction and you can prove after a due process of law and a conviction, then you say, hey, this money was ill-gotten gain from the convicted criminal. And the ill-gotten gain was used to continue the crimes and or fund or promote or, you know, provide assets and support for the crimes. I get it. But oftentimes, they steal your money. You never get it back. And they haven't even proven a crime. That's where I have a problem with it. Whole lot of more remembrance. We talked about that. We also talked about the screening of the documentary film, Whole Lot More. All right, quick pause. We'll talk more in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word fight to 444-999. That's fight, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no vote.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So we're talking to Lowell Nelson. Campaign for Liberty, ladies and gentlemen. And we talked in detail about this Whole Lot More Memorial Day. And let me be very clear about this. We need to remember the abuses that took place there under Stalin. All right, we talked about the screening of the documentary film, Whole Lot More. Stalin's secret genocide. Now, I am not a Holocaust denier, folks. I believe the Holocaust happened. Now, I don't believe all the rhetoric the government puts to it, because I don't know why they want to make the Holocaust super, super, super important. And anybody who critiques it in any way ends up being a Holocaust denier. I reject that narrative. I have every right to criticize the Holocaust and say that I don't believe some of the details the government surrounds that with. That doesn't mean that I'm a denier, though. I know that it happened. I've heard personal stories about the details, and it's horrible. However, what I don't like is that I want to double down and make the Holocaust so huge in history, a non-forgettable event, but we're going to ignore Holodomor. In fact, I bet you that most Americans don't even know what a Holodomor is. All right, but this will be an excellent opportunity to acquaint yourself with a bit of history that simply is not told in our government schools. And that's why this is critical. Look, a Holodomor and the Holocaust are equal or just as bad. It's hard to even know who killed more people, but it's all evil, folks. All right, we talked about the greatest of all time, Tom Brady's 6th Super Bowl win. And we talked about infuriates Trump haters. I'll tell you that right now. They're going ballistic, calling everybody white supremacist and just running around crazy because Tom wins again. I mean, look, what percent of white people are even in the football leagues, huh? All right, we also then talked to our guest second hour, Scott Bradley, to preserve the nation. FreedomsRisingSun.com is his website. Check it out for incredible webinars on liberty. FreedomsRisingSun.com. And we talked to him about this this Virginia Democrat, Ralph Northam, considering resigning, but now he's holding on. The scandal continues to get bigger. We talked about Chuck Schumer aide fired for inappropriate behavior with staffers. You see, these stories we talked about last week are still going on a week later. The news just can't talk about anything else, it seems. We talked about a migrant got sentenced to 60 years. For impregnating an 11-year-old girl, ladies and gentlemen. So when President Trump says there's some rapists crossing the border and some, you know, bad guys, boy, howdy, is he right. We talked about Trump not ruling out military intervention in Venezuela. I pray he doesn't go to war. Stay out of Venezuela, my fellow Americans. It's not good to decide which socialist to back. I'm telling you that right now. Donald Trump then wisely says, and I hope he sticks to this wise point, we've got to get out of these endless wars. Boy, do I agree with President Trump on that reality check, huh? We talked about this is not a public relations campaign. Judge weighs gag order in Roger Stone's case. So Roger Stone, Jerome Corsi, everybody out there turning this into kind of a circus and a public relations campaign. And you know, the judge is sick of it and he says he's going to put a gag order in place. But you know what? I reject the gag order. What is the judge afraid of? Right? We talked about Cory Booker runs for president. I mean, this is amazing. Howard Schultz also running for president, maybe. Howard Schultz says, I'm a billionaire. And I thought that was the American dream. But Howard Schultz can't say how much a box of Cheerios costs. And I had a bunch of guys on the show with me. They don't eat Cheerios. They don't know how much a box of Cheerios cost either. So the mainstream press trying to make fun of Howard Schultz, but hey, there you go. It's not really a matter if you're a billionaire. It's a matter if you eat Cheerios. I'm going to guess Cheerios are anywhere from $2 to $5 a box, depending on where you buy it and how big the box is and et cetera, right? Billionaire hopes to be required to pay more taxes. See, I don't even understand this story. If a billionaire really wants to pay more taxes, all they got to do is write a check out to the Treasury. But somehow, these billionaires that act like they're for more taxes don't pay it unless they're, quote, forced to. In fact, they spend their time and hire accountants and, quote, professional do-gooders to run around and make sure they don't pay more taxes. While they run around and act like they want to pay more taxes, it's as simple as writing a check to the Treasury, folks. Come on. We talked about the Colorado Senate. Colorado Senate passes bill nixing the Electoral College in favor of the popular vote. See, this is where, ladies and gentlemen, when we disable or when we circumvent the checks and balances that make America great every time there's going to be a steep penalty, we get turned more and more and more into a democracy and we lose the principles of a constitutional republic. I don't want to reject the Electoral College on the altar of the popular vote. I want both. That's the check and balance we're talking about. Don't let them do it, folks. We talked about Representative Thomas Massie doing a phenomenal job. Reintroduces bill to abolish the Education Department. Yeah, Thomas, my buddy. T- Thomas Massey reintroduces a bill to abolish the Education Department. Look, the federal government has no authority to be involved in education, folks. They just don't. You would say, well, Sam, our society would be just horrible if we didn't have an education. Well, I get that we need educated people. But the Founding Fathers didn't have a government education system, and they were highly educated. Go read your supreme law of the land and the checks and balances there. In related, and you'll be surprised at how brilliant the document really was. A lot of folks home taught their children. A lot of folks went to private schools or learned with apprenticeships, and they were highly educated. In fact, they have a greater literacy rate back in their day than we have in our day. After years and years and years and trillions of dollars of government schools, we're no better off. We might be highly indoctrinated, but we're not educated. We're not taught to think for ourselves. We're not entrepreneurs. We're taught to work for the man and don't buck the system, and taught the principles of socialism and communism and fascism and all kind, everything but constitutionalism, if you will, right? Anyway, reject government education is the point. Did you know the government education system is the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto? And it's not part of the supreme law of our land. Did you know that? Just wanted to highlight that reality check. If we're talking about education, it's important to be educated on the topic, is it not? All right, there you have that. We covered 2 days, Saturday and Monday. Now Tuesday's recap starts now. We had our guest on, Mr. Patrick Simmons, National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation. The website is righttowork.org. Patrick always does a phenomenal job on the radio with us. And we talked about Ohio union bosses back down from class action lawsuit challenging, quote, window period scheme designed to block workers and their Janus rights. So what happens is the Janus rights say we don't have to be part of a union. But the government says, oh, in bed with the unions, oh, you only got this little window in which you can back out. Well, they lie. Well, then Ohio union bosses were challenged, and now they're being forced to back down. There's a website to help you know what your rights are, by the way, with regards to your right to work. Know your rights, ladies and gentlemen. The website, myjanusrights.org. Check it out, myjanusrights.org. We talked about public employees hit union with charges for intimidation and discrimination. Good for them. Public employees hit unions with charges for intimidation and discrimination. I mean, let's be clear. I'm not against unions, folks. People have the right to assemble and freely associate and such. Create a union. That's fine. Where I draw the line, though, is when you start to pull the lever of government and create forced unionism, taking away people's choice. Where are the pro-choice people when you need them? Oh, they're out killing babies. They're not helping people have choice to join or not join a union like they should be. See, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not against unions if you want to freely associate. If the union is doing a good job for me, I might join it. If it's not doing a good job, I might decide to represent myself. I'm advocating for those choices. We talked about the outcome of the Los Angeles government school teachers strike. Brings up serious questions, folks, about socialism and communism and force. And I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. We also talked about on one of the coldest days in Chicago history, someone put 70 homeless people up in a hotel. What a wonderful random act of kindness, right? Super cold outside, homeless people are suffering, and some good Samaritan comes along and says, hey, let's put these 70 homeless people up in a hotel. I hope we get random acts of kindness like that all over the country. I hope we have copycats, and I hope the people remain anonymous so that it's about the act of kindness and love, not who's who. What a tremendous example, folks. I don't even know who this is. I'm just telling you I'm grateful for them. We talked about this little kid named Casey Hathaway, 3-year-old kid, got lost for a couple of days out in the wilderness, said a bear companion protected and defended him. That's an interesting story. We also talked about baby body parts in humanized mice experiments. That's a weird story, like a sci-fi Frankenstein-esque reality, isn't it? We also talked about Patriots owner Robert Kraft says Trump is working hard to serve the best interests of the country. I agree.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam tells top staffers he won't resign after a racist photo surfaced from his med school yearbook page. Richmond resident Darnell Carruthers.
I don't believe in my heart that he is racist.
Meanwhile, a second woman accuses Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexual assault when they both were students at Duke University. Fairfax, in a statement, calls the accusation demonstrably false. He says, I have never forced myself on anyone ever. The city of Milwaukee has held a vigil for 35-year-old officer Matthew Ritter. He was shot and killed on Wednesday while serving a search warrant. City Alderman Tony Zielinski says Ritter was a hero.
He did two tours of duty in Iraq. He comes back here and fights for our safety right in our own neighborhoods.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A second winter storm in less than a week is now hitting Washington and Oregon. Businesses in Seattle sent people home early on Friday. In the California Sierra Nevadas, more than 120 people had to be rescued at a resort in Kings Canyon National Park. Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker faced the House Judiciary Committee for hours on Friday.
I do not intend today to talk about my private conversations with the President of the United States. But to answer your question, I have not talked to the President of the United States about the special counsel's investigation.
Democrats, who are now in control of the committee, lambasted Whitaker. Tennessee's Stephen Cohen confronted him with President Trump's claims about Robert Mueller's investigation.
It would be inappropriate for me to...
But you wouldn't oversee a witch hunt, would you? You'd stop a witch hunt, wouldn't you?
Congressman, it would be inappropriate for me to talk about an ongoing investigation.
Whitaker is apt to be off the job in less than a week, because Attorney General nominee William Barr is likely to be confirmed soon by the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, right in the middle of the hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, Week in Review from Liberty Roundtable Live, or on Tuesday's Notes. Donald Trump golfs with Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. Now, I don't know, they always call Donald a racist, but why is he hanging out with Tiger Woods? Isn't Tiger black? I'm just wondering. Anyway, I don't think they were racist. I just think they're having a good time golfing together. Where's the mainstream press telling that tale, huh? We also talked to our guest second hour, Becky Akers. She's an author. She's written two books. One's called Hailstorm, about Nathan Hale and how incredible of a patriot Nathan Hale really was. In another book called Abducting Arnold, the other side of the Benedict Arnold story. You've always been taught Benedict was just a thug and an enemy and a traitor, right? But there's another side to that story you ought to learn about. Incredible novels. Revolutionary new novels. Buy them before they're banned today. We talked about a San Francisco area restaurant bans Make America Great Again hats. Compares them to white hoods and swastikas. I don't even understand this kind of a discussion, folks. I mean, this discussion is just off the charts, right? How do you deal with a discussion like that? Do you believe Make America Great Again hats are just completely off the rails racist? See, I don't see it that way at all, personally. And that's kind of the problem that we're experiencing in America, is there's like two realities, huh? But I don't know how you ban that. I mean, are you just going to kick people out of the restaurant? So, look, if somebody comes in and they're gay and they want a cake baked to promote their gay wedding, and somebody refuses, then they need to be forced to bake the cake? Because they can't discriminate, right? But then if somebody just rolls in with their Make America Great Again hat, you can just flat out kick them out of the restaurant or ban the hat? I mean, I don't understand it, folks. Where's the reality check on the double standard, huh? All right, we talked about Make America Great Again hats and blackface. They say are different forms of expression, but they share a certain unfortunate DNA, writes the LA Times. Again, this is where I would just completely disagree. I don't see that Make America Great Again hats and blackface share the same DNA at all, unless you want to kind of talk about it like this and say, hey, they're making everything racist these days. So, I mean, you can't even stand up for liberty anymore. Stand up for freedom or free association or an expression of one's opinion, free speech on the altar. Okay, hey, I wouldn't dress up as blackface, but I get why people do it, and I can't suggest that I can get into their minds and know their intent of their heart and say that it's racist. What if it's out of admiration that they dress up like that? Well, what about the people that are taking offense to it? They don't have to take offense. They can look at it as admiration if they want to, right? Let's say that somebody dresses up like Michael Jackson to mock him for being black and to be just racist. But then everybody else is like, hey, we love Michael Jackson too. Thanks for the kind admiration. You know, when you're a little kid and you act like your brother or your sister, is it because they hate them or is it because they want to be like them? I find that fascinating. It's all in the eyes of two people. One, the intent of who's doing it, and then the reaction and the thought process of those who's either taking offense of it or looking at it as admiration. And anyway, very interesting discussion indeed. We also talked about Duke University, along with 93 other colleges affiliated with the, quote, Methodist Church. It's calling on the denomination to change their beliefs. Yeah. By accepting gender identity / expression. And they call it sexual orientation within the church. Now, I reject all this. I know the Bible says male and female created he, meaning God, created he them. I'm not here to change that. I'm just here to understand that's how God did it, folks. New mom praised for giving up twins in California firehouse, no questions asked, writes Jared Gilmore. Now, this story is just sad. So we've got this idea in our society that, hey, if you don't want your babies or if you're overwhelmed by them or whatever, you can just dump them off at the nearest government-approved place and they'll take your kids. And I understand that that might be a necessity in today's society where we've turned our back on our responsibilities. I understand that. And I would rather have a child be safe. I get it. But I also say to praise this woman as if she's done this, the admirable thing, the right choice, the better solution. See, I disagree with that. Now, I support adoption, but there's a balance when you appropriately work out a way for a better chance for your child versus just dumping your kid off at the nearest whatever, right? And we ought not praise that behavior. You know, how do you give love to a child and have respect for a woman or a man or a couple or whatever you want to say who may not be ready for children? And, you know, how do you give children better life? But how do you strike a balance and not praise the immoral activities and immoral consequences? I shouldn't say they're immoral consequences, but the consequences of immoral acts is the better way to say it. How do we praise all that? And we've kind of, the pendulum has swung too far. We used to shame women that got pregnant. Well, we shouldn't shame and hate them. We should love them. We should reject their choice as not the great choice, but we should treat them kindly and we should find a way forward and do what's best for the child. I get it. But I wouldn't praise someone for giving up their twins necessarily. I might call it a necessity and I might show the girl love and a better way forward. I get it. But we seem to mix up choices and consequences and love and respect and honor and versus admiration and praise. We seem to get all that stuff mixed up, don't we? All right, we talked about Saudi Arabia is going to build a mega city atop Mount Sinai. I kid you not. This seems blasphemous to me, but nevertheless, Saudi Arabia to build a mega city atop Mount Sinai. Wow. All right, we talked about Senator Elizabeth Warren. You know how she ran around and pretended she was an Indian, and then she got her DNA test, and it came back, and she's no more Indian than I or you are. Anyway, Senator Elizabeth Warren forced to give an apology in private for the DNA test. She's running afoul of the Native Americans who are saying, look, this is no joke here. So what's worse, blackface or running around pretending you're a nationality that you're not, and then DNA proves you're not? Huh? All right, there you have it. We talked about 95,000 or 95K non-citizens registered to vote in Texas. Yeah, state officials are the ones claiming that, not me. Is that vote fraud when 95,000 non-citizens are registered to vote down there in Texas? Is that vote fraud? It sure isn't vote integrity, is it? All right, we talked about James Woods. He says Congress spineless on voter fraud. He's right about that. We've been hearing about voter fraud for some time. Donald Trump talked about it, complained about it, and all the Republicans and Democrats did was mock him and ignore him and use the mainstream press to attack him and say that he's unhinged and crazy. And I mean, Barack Obama's like, hey, if you know, I don't know why you're complaining. Why don't you just, deal with it? And well, hey, vote fraud is a serious, serious thing. President Trump tried to put a vote fraud task force in place to stop it. And it already got shut down. I think we need to take vote fraud very seriously, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think it's a Republican or a Democrat discussion either. It's an American discussion. And the greater integrity that our election process has, the better off we are. Again, that's one of the checks and balances that make America great. And if we let that fall apart, if we become spineless on voter fraud, oh, what a tragedy. Right, we talked about a woman guilty of female genital mutilation of daughter. It's the first UK conviction in 34 years. Where's all the women's liberals and the Me Too movement and all the, where are they standing up against this genital mutilation stuff, huh? I think it's horrible. I think God gave us our bodies and their temples, and they need to be treated sacredly. And I don't think you need to mutilate someone's body to take the sexual desire out of them or whatever they want to do with this weird discussion. I think the way you teach people to appropriately handle the God-given procreative power is to teach them the laws of God and to teach them appropriate relationships within the bounds the Lord has set. I think if you teach people correct principles, and they can govern themselves. Michael Moore calls for Starbucks boycott until Howard Schultz drops presidential ambitions. What do you think of that? I think that's a big mistake, too. I don't like this idea that you're just going to boycott everybody you disagree with. Now, I get when somebody's spending your money immorally. At some point, you might need to do something like that. I get it. But I also say you better be very careful. All right, on Wednesday, Sam delivers his view on the State of the Union. So President Trump gave his State of the Union address. I gave my State of the Union. If you want to go back and listen to that, libertyroundtable.com, Wednesday's show. And then Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, and James Edwards, well-known talk show host of the Political Cesspool, break down our thoughts on the State of the Union. President Trump delivers his State of the Union address last Tuesday night. I called it super low energy. President Trump meets with Dr. Kissinger. That's a disaster and a danger, too. That guy's a flat-out war criminal. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
How many times do I have to tell you?
I swear, it just goes in one ear and out the other.
Don't you understand English?
Your children are probably too polite to tell you.
Hello, those things on the side of your head aren't turnips.
But they get just as frustrated when you won't listen to them as you do when they won't listen to you.
Do I need to speak slower?
In fact, few things show children how much they're valued and respected more than a parent's willingness to listen.
Tell me what you did at work today.
Studies show when parents listen, children develop better listening skills themselves. They also tend to have more self-confidence and are more likely to avoid alcohol and drugs.
Now sit down here and tell me all about it.
When you really listen, love is what they'll hear.
Thank you for sharing that with me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
All right, I'm Sam Bushman. We're breaking down the hard-hitting news the networks refused to use, covered all week long on Liberty Roundtable Live, baby. We talked about Senator Rand Paul and his take on President Trump's State of the Union. Rand Paul says, good for Donald Trump. Great nations do not fight endless wars, and I completely agree with Rand Paul. My problem is the speech was kind of duplicitous. On one hand, it said, hey, we don't support these wars. On the other hand, it said, build up the military-industrial complex. See what I mean? And that's kind of my problem. On one hand, hey, government shouldn't get involved in all of our lives. On the other hand, let's spend $500 million on AIDS. Again, I reject this. Bottom line is, there was a lot of good in the presidential State of the Union, and there was some concerning things as well. For example, a CNN poll shows, and by the way, CNN's the enemy, right? I mean, they don't ever say anything good about Trump, but if they're forced to, they do. CNN poll shows that 59% of viewers had positive, very positive reaction to Donald Trump's State of the Union address. And for the most part, there was a lot of good in it. Kirk Crosby really liked it. Sam Bushman and James Edwards were a little less bullish on it, if you will. For example, you know, Donald talked about how many jobs they've created since he took office. Look, folks, government doesn't create any jobs. Let's be very clear. Government's a drain on the system, not a positive contributor. And there might be some necessary government responsibilities and jobs, I get it, but I wouldn't really call that a job, right? It's not the kind of job that we want, that's for sure. Bernie Sanders, for example, responds to the State of the Union address and said Trump forgot to mention climate change. Well, he did mention God, and God's in charge of the climate, so in a roundabout way, he did, Mr. Bernie Sanders. Republicans, they say, plan to turn on President Donald Trump if he declares national emergency to build a border wall. Well, I think we need a national emergency, and I think we do need barriers in certain places. And I think we need to stop the illegal immigration. I think we need to open the legal door more. And I think we need to be very careful that we get rid of the socialism and the welfare that's bringing a lot of these people here in the first place. Stop the handouts. But no one's even talking about that, are they? Trump to Congress, quote, choose greatness over politics. Art Moore writes a great column talking about the State of the Union. We have not yet begun to dream. Joseph Farah writes a very good column as well. So a lot of support for Donald's State of the Union. He was masterful in forcing the Democrats and the never Trumpers to even support some of the things that he said and did. So that's kind of an interesting issue. But I don't really find the State of the Union to be a real State of the Union. For example, Donald said the State of the Union is great. I don't agree with that. We've got a lot of trouble in America. We're embracing socialist principles. Donald said we will never become a socialist society. We already are to a great degree. Just look at your government schools and your handouts. We steal from the people a ton. If you go look at the Communist Manifesto, it's scary how much communism is already implemented in the greatest country on the face of the earth. We've got to reverse that trend, folks. All right, on Thursday's broadcast, we had our guest on, Mr. Brian Rust. And RustCoinAndGift.com, we talked about our Honest Money Report. President Trump, what will we do with this moment? How will we be remembered? We must keep freedom alive in our souls. We talked about our Honest Money Report with Brian Rust as well. Gold was at $1,313.30, $1,581 for silver. So there you go. We talked about the risks of investing in cryptocurrencies. They've been well documented, but it seems like the founder of a crypto company died, kept all the passwords, now 190 million held hostage. So I say don't dip your toe in the crypto. It's becoming ripto. People are getting ripped off. Or gypto. People are getting gypped to the cryptocurrencies. Folks, be very, very, very careful. Think no evil. There's an incredible story out, or a study out, talking about kind thoughts boost your immune system. That's a great news piece, if you ask me. We need kind thoughts running around more and more and more, don't we? Follow the Prince of Peace, folks. That's our recommendation for solutions. Jamie's got a gun. That's the old Aerosmith song, right? Talking about a girl that's been abused, and finally she's going to get a rape me not and even the score. Amen. Well, Jamie's got a new home now. Believe it or not, Steven Tyler of Aerosmith, he helped establish a refuge for abused girls near Memphis, Tennessee. He says about it, "This does my heart and my soul good." Tyler said at the dedication, he put $500,000 in, $500,000 into renovating Jamie's house. And I like that charitable lead by example. Just imagine if he went to the GoFundMe and asked other celebrities and wealthy people and philanthropists, and the list goes on and on, to donate to. Just imagine what we could do in the private sector with charity. Good for Steven Tyler of Aerosmith, by the way. We asked the question, are single family homes racist? There's legislation going across the country suggesting, yes, they are racist. And they got to change zoning to stop the racism, stop the white man from trying to keep the black man down. But see, I don't see it that way. Okay? I just don't. Let me tell you why. Folks, I don't want only white people to have homes. I'm totally happy if a black guy has a home too. Okay? So I don't think they're racist. But believe it or not, that's what they're pitching across the country. And they're literally changing zoning laws on that ideology. Wow. Family homes are racist. The idea of a family home and a zoning is a desire to keep the black man down, they claim. See, I think they're just trying to divide on this. I know black people that have homes, and I'm glad they do. I want everybody to have a home, folks. Not by government force, but by freedom and prosperity opportunities that open free markets make possible. All right, Gucci got caught in the racial wars. Gucci had a polo neck. It's a special sweater or whatever, very expensive, by the way, after blackface claims. And this is just out of control, right? Out of control. I don't know how we can even kind of contemplate these things. We're just so off the rails in our discussions. All right, we had our guest, Mr. Joe Bannister, a highly decorated former IRS agent. He's a criminal investigator of the IRS that came to the table and talked with us. He joins us monthly. His website is agentfortruth.com. Check it out, agentfortruth.com. And we talked about some of these stories. Historic shift. More Hispanic than black voters. In 2020, whites are declining to 66%. We talked about Kamala Harris pushes Medicare for All in her bid for presidency. See, Medicare for All is another way to steal people's money, redistribute the wealth, create, handout programs. It's just evil, folks. It's got to stop. Thou shalt not steal. And that applies to government, too, don't you know? We talked about a couple finds thousands of dollars of cash under the floorboards during a home renovation. They actually give it back to the former homeowner. That was a nice act of kindness, wasn't it? Networks literally spend 19 minutes smearing the Catholic teens and 58 seconds on the March for Life campaign. The Covington Catholic teens were unfairly treated in the media, and they're sick of it. So now they're suing 54 news outlets, lawmakers, and celebrities, and I pray they win. Not because I like lawsuits, but because this abuse and this one-sided agenda has got to stop. We talked about the University of Notre Dame sadly announced that it will be covering up murals of Christopher Columbus because of their portrayal of Native Americans. That's sad. Folks, we shouldn't jettison history. We should highlight history. And if there's any wrongdoing in history, we should let that serve as a poignant reminder that we never want to repeat it. But to just jettison history, to destroy, to manipulate history on the altar of, all that'll mean is we'll repeat it because we won't remember it. I don't believe in rewriting history, folks. I do believe in taking the poignant reality checks from history to make sure we behave in a way that would follow the Prince of Peace. Another black woman responds to the State of the Union address. She was very positive on President Trump. Her name is Star Parker. Great writer, by the way. And she's a black lady that the liberals don't want to hear from. The mainstream press won't talk about her. It's a buried story. But you got black women promoting and praising President Trump for his State of the Union. We bring it to your attention because we don't care about race. We want to work together to make America great again, right? Barbarism prompts Catholic demand to excommunicate the governor. This is the guy that wants to deliver babies, make them comfortable while he plots their murder kind of stuff. Anyway, I agree with these, you know, barbarism is just out of control. In fact, James Dobson, well-known Christian conservative, doubles down and says that New York adopts pure barbarism, rarely seen since the Middle Ages. Bob Unruh at WND.com writes that piece. We also talked about big data means big government, new IRS spy software. They're spying on all of us, folks, and it's got to stop. Government doesn't have that authority at all. On Friday, we talked about the dishonest media has an intentional, complete blackout. What am I talking about? President Trump receives standing ovation at the National Prayer Breakfast for defending pro-life values, and good on President Trump, but the mainstream press completely blacked this story out. Trump says, quote, all children born and unborn are made in the holy image of God. Every life is sacred and every soul a precious gift from heaven. I couldn't agree with that more. The crowd agreed as well and erupted in applause and whistles, giving the president a standing ovation. The mainstream press flat out ignored it. All right. Anyway, in a 5-4 decision, sadly, the Supreme Court justices halt law trying to reduce abortions. What a shame on the courts, but good on the Donald. We also talked about a new vocabulary word for the day, antinatalism, which is this idea that somehow parents didn't get permission from the unborn to birth a child, and therefore the child can expect the parents to pay for their living as penance for their bringing the child into a hostile world against their will. There's actually a lawsuit where a guy's trying to make this stick right now. Antinatalism, what a shame it is when we don't have respect and gratitude for God and the author of life. Phil Robertson points it out very wisely, in my humble opinion, says America's never going to be great again until Joe Kovacs writes the piece. And Phil Robertson, that's the Duck Dynasty guy, until Americans turn back to God. Boy, howdy, is that spot on. We also talked about, is it a sign? Huge wooden cross washes ashore on Fort Lauderdale, Florida beach. And some are saying it's a sign to help us remember God and turn away from the debauchery that's going to happen coming up here on spring break soon. What is the Green New Deal? It's an attempt by the Democrats to use climate change to control our lives, to steal property and manipulate the truth. Democrats winning 90% of congressional districts with illegal, large foreign-born populations, folks. We talked about, as Trump found the formula for 2020, Patrick J. Buchanan writes an incredible piece about this very topic. Patrick does a tremendous job, by the way. And he talks about, you know, the border wall and all that. I think the only way that the Republicans or the constitutionalists or the conservatives, whatever word you want to use for them, can do well in 2020 is if they double down on the ideas of God, family, and country, and the promotion of those three items, life, or God, family, and country, and the protection of life, liberty, and property. Well, that's a recap. In 1 hour, we broke down, what, 12 hours of hard-hitting talk radio? It is the hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, Liberty Roundtable Live Week in Review. Thanks for being alongside. Next hour, our incredible surprise guest. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. The only question left is, will you help? Donate today at libertyroundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.